new shows, new projects to look out for, and Thanksgiving. This is VHL's Next.
You are tuned in to Black Hollywood Live Next.
On the road, going nowhere, guitar packed in a trunk. Somewhere around my mark.
What's like this? What's the dance that they do? Like they go to like country bars and like.
You mean like country line dancing?
Line dancing. Do you know how to line dance?
Nope,
but I can line. This ain't country though. This is like soul.
This is like soul. Deep, but Louisiana, it seems like you could line, soul. Like you could do a lot of stuff. This is good.
Yeah,
you changed it up. I listen to a lot of, like, all the guests usually put, like, a lot of, like, trap music on.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is, like, refreshing change for me.
I'm a little different. A little
you
different.
Know?
Yeah, I do think
I like it. I like it a lot. Guys, it's VHL's Next. I'm your host, Raylan T. You can find me everywhere at Raylan Taren. And I have the gorgeous, isn't he gorgeous, ladies? Cleo Anthony in studio with us. Let everyone know where they can find you on social media.
All right, you can check me out at Cleo Anthony on Instagram, at Cleo Anthony.
At Cleo Anthony. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now, this is an exciting time for you. You're going to be making a huge debut in She's Gotta Have It, the Netflix series created by Spike Lee. I want to get into that, but first, I want to know about how you got into acting, because you have all these opportunities coming your way. I'm like, how did he get his start?
Oh, my God. I mean, we can go way back. I did something wrong. I limited myself. That's something you should never, ever, ever limit yourself. Just you can do whatever it is you want to do. Just do it. Just do it. Don't give yourself steps to get there. Just go all out for it and you can make it happen. So I gave myself steps. I said, okay, I'm gonna model. And from model, I'll start doing commercials. And from commercials, I'll start doing TV shows. From TV shows, I'll start doing movies. You know,
I had a step.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it took me forever to get where I could have just gone to if I would have said, you know, I'm going to go be an actor.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt I had to qualify myself. And you don't have to qualify yourself. Just go for it.
Just go for it.
So I started out modeling down in Miami, and I was discovered. I was homeless in Miami, walking the street, actually.
Really?
Yeah, and a guy comes over and he says, "Are you a model?" And I said, "I can be." And he says, "Come to this address at this time tomorrow on this." I said, "Okay." And I showed
up. You're kidding.
They put me in a shoot for this French Gap company, and it led to a little bit of modeling action.
People say that these opportunities just don't come to you. Like, that came to you.
Yeah, that came
to you. Literally, like, you just were walking down the street.
I was walking down the street. And the crazy thing is, like I said, you get whatever you put your attention towards.
Mm-hmm.
And I was putting my attention towards modeling because I felt I had to do it before I became an actor.
Mm-hmm.
And I attracted it. It came. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, if there's anything you want, just go for it. Just say, this is what I want to do. This is what I want to be. And just put your energy and attention in that.
Mm-hmm.
And opportunities will present themselves.
So then how did you get your foot in the door with acting after being this gorgeous model?
I was a highly unsuccessful model.
I don't believe that.
I barely kept lights on as a model. Oh, it was awful. It was awful. I thought I was going to be great, and it was so not. One day I was dating this girl, and she was going to California. And I said, "Oh, I want to go." So I tagged along, and I went to, we were at the airport, the hotel by the airport. And I just assumed, you know, this is L.A. This is it, you know, Inglewood or, you know. I was like, this is L.A. Okay, great. So I ended up getting, we rented a car, and I drove, and I exited Sunset Boulevard.
Uh-huh.
I said, "Oh, I've seen that somewhere." And it was nighttime, middle of the night, and I drove, and I ended up in Beverly Hills, and I didn't see the Beverly Hills sign. I just saw beautiful houses. I saw palm trees. I saw the streets were paved in gold, and you know, that whole thing.
Yes.
Yeah. And I said, "I gotta be here. Whatever this is, I want this. This is amazing." And then we found out we're in Beverly Hills, and I said, "That's it. I'm coming out here." And 2 weeks later, I moved to L.A. I slept on, my mother made a phone call, said, "My son's coming to L.A., he doesn't have any place to live, he's going to be homeless." And a friend said he could sleep on my couch. And I slept on a couch, and I just started doing background work.
Really?
And asking questions, and I got my SAG doing background work, and then I just build from there.
You're kidding.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Oh my gosh.
I would never do it again.
What? it sounds insane. Like such like that's like the American dream story.
Yeah, it's a great story at the end. American dream stories that are great at the end. They're not great when you go through it. It's awful. Oh
my gosh. But I know back then, well, 2014, and the holidays are actually coming up, you did a holiday movie, romantic movie, with Taraji P. Henson and former Destiny's Child member LaToya Luckett, Seasons of Love. Yes. What was it like working with them?
That was amazing, because it was, oh God, the crazy thing about that is I remember this, it happened so fast.
Yeah.
It was lightning fast, and they kept telling me to go to this, do this audition, and I just didn't have time, because I was doing whatever I was doing, and I did this self-tape, sent it in on a Thursday. Friday, they said, you got the part. We're flying you for a table read on Saturday. So Saturday, I'm in New York on a table read. Sunday, I'm flying back to L.A. because Monday I was doing NCIS. I had a role at NCIS.
So I
get off the plane. I go home and change clothes. And I basically just jumped in the car and went to NCIS. We shot NCIS. And as soon as that ended, I jumped back in a car. It took me straight to the airport. I got on a plane. I shot back to New York. Got to my hotel, and the very next morning we started filming on Season of Love. Yeah, it was lightning fast. So it wasn't a chance for anything to set in.
Oh,
you know,
wow.
There wasn't a chance for any, oh my God, this is going to be, it was, and I was completely terrified because, you know, Taraji Henson, and my mother was Gladys Knight.
Oh, yeah, I know.
That's my mom.
I actually interviewed her. She's like,
did
so
you?
Like, sweet.
She stopped aging like 25
no,
years
exactly.
Ago.
She looks amazing.
Amazing. And my mother grew up. So at one point I got my mom on the phone and I said, Mom, yeah, hold on. I need you to talk to somebody. And I just gave Miss Gladys the phone. And my mother started crying. And
you're
she was
kidding.
Just like, yeah, aww. She's the sweetest lady. She's
no,
amazing.
She is.
Yeah, yeah.
So you got to be with all these
that
like.
That was my mom. Yeah.
Oh my God. Amazing.
Taraji
people.
Was my aunt. LaToya Luckett was my girlfriend. I mean, it was amazing just being thrown into this.
Yeah.
Method Man was there. I mean, who doesn't love Method Man?
Okay.
He's like the coolest ever.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
this is amazing. I would just probably lie to people and be like, yeah, like Gladys Knight is my mom. I'm like, what? I'm like,
yeah.
Well, you know, I did a movie, but like, yeah, basically she's my mom.
She might as well be. She
really?
Takes everybody like they're her babies. You know, she just is like the mom. She goes in there and how you doing? Stand up straight, sit upright, you know, and things like that.
Gosh.
And you just want to please her, just like a mom.
How know? Long were you on set doing movie?
I don't know. It's a blur.
Do you watch that movie during the holidays?
No.
Like, is that
did
you don't? I feel like you can.
It was so much fun to do, but I can't sit there and watch myself.
It's
because
I was like,
you
that
see,
would be. Would your mom do it? Like for like, oh, it's you know Christmas
my
time.
Watch it?
Yeah, like it's
She's
Christmas time.
Let's, right now.
Yeah.
Probably. If I called her, Mom, what are you doing watching Seasons of Love?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Aww.
So, yeah, no, it's just I can't, you know, because when you do something in the past, hopefully, you know, over the years, you improve. And then you see something, you're like, oh gosh. God, what was I doing, you know?
I get it.
Yeah, so.
Have you came, like, across or crossed paths with any of the people that you filmed with for Seasons of Love?
Not really. Okay, so, no.
No,
no.
It's okay. You will soon. You will soon.
I was at the Essence Film Festival in New Orleans this a couple months back, and I was out there and I saw LaToya was on stage, and I was like, oh, LaToya, and I figured I'd see her when I went to the back, and we never crossed paths, and yeah.
Oh man, yeah. It'll happen.
I tell you what, that girl is so funny.
She, really,
her type of humor, like you know, everybody's got like a type that they respond to.
Yes,
like,
that's
her
so true.
Humor. Kills me.
Really?
I get her. I never laughed so hard in my life. I laughed for the whole filming of that thing, nonstop.
She's really funny.
The funniest.
That's so.
It's like a dry wit, and I just respond to it. Like she give a look, and I'd be on the floor. I just knew it. She was. Yeah. No, she's hilarious.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Well, lucky you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm very lucky. Yeah.
Because that's like a former like Destiny's Child member, and I love Destiny's Child.
I remember.
So that's like the closest thing I can get to like Beyonce.
I said, don't you have you have a Grammy, right? And she's like, I've got two.
Oh.
And she did, like, Excuse me.
Oh my
two
gosh.
Grammys. But thing is, we have the same birthday.
You're kidding.
Same birthday.
When's your birthday?
Same year. We were born on March 11th.
March 11th.
Yeah, we were born. Oh, she was born in Houston. Houston. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she was born in Houston. I was born in Virginia. Oh, you guys are Pisces. That's right.
Okay. Act like you know. I do. I'm actually coming to contact with a lot of Pisces, really, mm-hmm. in my life. So yeah, I get you guys.
Awesome.
You're kind of awesome. Okay. Well, you actually are awesome because, like I just mentioned, She's Gotta Have It, the Netflix series created by Spike Lee. Now, in case you guys don't know, this is an update of the 1986 film. Oh my gosh, this is incredible. Like, I saw the trailer and I was like, what? I haven't even seen the original film. I feel awful.
What?
I know.
What are you doing?
I know. I'm asleep.
We're going to watch that tonight.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, we have to watch it because
you got to see it. You got to know. I mean, it was like, it was such a, you know, of course, I didn't see it when it came out.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even know if I was around when it came out. But when I finally did see it, I was like, oh my gosh. Like, they're going there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it pushed the envelope for today. And now, you know, this one, Spike is, you know, it's 2017. Spike is pushing the envelope again.
Yeah.
So he took the concept, updated it 30 years,
mm-hmm.
and hopefully we like hit you with something that you're going to be talking about for a while.
Yeah, so you're playing Greer Childs.
That's right.
And he is, so basically, guys, if you guys don't know, this is how it goes. Nola, played by DeWanda Wise. She has three lovers, it seems, huh?
Yeah,
she's doing it. She's doing the thing,
playing,
okay?
Yeah.
She's not playing. Yeah. And you happen to be one of her lovers, like I said, Greer Childs. But tell me about Greer. He seems very, like, artsy.
What does he seem like?
Tell me
about Greer. What do you know
he
about
He seems
Greer?
Very artsy, you know, just very polished. And
yeah, Greer is French. So
oh.
Greer is from, his mom is from Paris, and his dad is from Brooklyn.
Mm-hmm.
So his dad was a Black Panther, and his mom was a fashion runway model.
Mm.
So,
Seems like you. Like, it seems like if you didn't know who you were, like, that would be, that's really your backstory.
I kind of took to it really well. you know Gary Clark Jr., though? Gary Clark Jr.
The singer,
the rock star.
Yeah.
So I ran into him in a grocery store in a Whole Foods. Okay?
You're kidding?
Yeah, dude is amazing.
I love this song by him. It's like Things Are Changing. He has a song. I love
We're
that
playing
song.
It at the next break. Okay,
we have to.
Yeah, no, I ran into him in the store, and he's got this. You know, he's got that. That look. He's got this unique, he wears vintage and he wears old hats and, you know, and, you know, a little unkept, you know, here, but that's his look and it rocks.
Yeah.
And then his wife is a stunning, you know, runway fashion model, cover of all the magazines. And she's absolutely gorgeous and tall and they have a son.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he actually looks just like you.
Really?
Yeah, he's got like amazing light eyes, just like you.
And like you
like
as well.
Like you.
Like you.
And he's got like this beautiful skin, just like you. And, you know, the baby's beautiful, right?
Mm-hmm.
But so I honestly assumed, I said, okay, what would this kid be when he gets to be Greer Childs' age? So, like, I picture, you know, Gary Clark Jr.'s kid. When I play my character.
Wow.
Yeah, and I picture Gary Clark Jr. give his vibe as my dad and you know, my mom being, you know, stunningly gorgeous and on the cover of all the magazines and what kind of circle I would have grown up in if that was my social circle, you know what I mean?
Wow.
So that's how I put together, you know, this guy, just by seeing, you know.
Now I'm interested to see, like, what Gary Clark Jr.'s son is going to be now, when he grows up.
I want to be his friend. When he grows up. Can you
just
imagine
see,
your mom is like on all the runways and all the covers of the
and
best
your dad
magazine.
Is like,
her friends and their kids and then like you're just growing up in that. And then your
That's
dad's
amazing.
A rock star. Your dad's a rock star. Come on. It doesn't get any cooler.
I can't say like my parents are just regular average people. So
Thanks, mom.
Appreciate it. Every time when Beyonce when she has babies, I'm like, oh, gosh, like I wasn't that one.
You know,
I wasn't that one. I couldn't have been. I mean, I love you, mom. But I mean, if Beyonce was my mom,
don't do that to your mom. Just stop.
Beyonce was a mom.
Bring that back.
Goodness.
Mom, she's joking. She's
I'm joking.
Joking.
I love
she,
you.
She loves. She, we were talking about it at
but
the
But, like,
break.
I
she
wish she was, like, some part of my family. Anyway, back to She's Gotta Have It.
My friend was in Vegas this past weekend and was in Chanel. And Beyonce came in.
You're kidding.
Beyonce came in Chanel.
I would have just froze.
Yeah.
And I'm not the type to, like, get starstruck. I'm really shy. I don't like asking people, like, for, like, autographs. It's, like, so weird to me.
Right.
I feel like I kind of have, like, pride in a way.
Yeah.
But I feel like Beyonce...
Yeah,
I don't even know if I would do that for Beyonce though. Well, I wouldn't even want to disturb her.
They
would have
made it real easy for you because she had like 10 bodyguards, yeah. And you had no
even
chance.
Try.
No, you weren't going to get anywhere near.
Not even if I wanted to.
No, not
okay.
Gonna happen. So yeah, but yeah, that was cool. That
so
was cool.
What is the relationship like between Nola and Greer? What is there? Because she has, you know, different relationships with these men. It's all so different. So what is you guys' relationship?
She's
like?
She's got a relationship with Mars Blackman, played by Anthony Ramos, who is in the original cast of Hamilton, mm-hmm. And he's amazing, and he keeps her laughing. He's just young and fun.
I laugh and watching him in the trailer.
In
I was
the
like,
trailer,
he's funny.
I die every time I watch that trailer because of him. And then there's Jamie Overstreet, played by Lyric Bent, and he's the sophisticated
business.
He's a millionaire. Mm-hmm. And he's got his stuff together. He treats her like a princess.
Yeah.
You know? And then there's me.
Yeah.
And my
who's
character
like?
Is just, I'm all about sexy fun. So. It's sexy fun time
okay.
when it comes to
so
you know,
she, okay.
my guy.
So you guys, like all three of you, if you guys meshed all of you guys together, it's like the perfect man.
And that's the point of it, because most people are in relationships and they're with somebody and they love what they love about mm-hmm. that somebody. Like, do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Okay, good. We're up to a good start. so they have that somebody, and that one somebody is like so great to them, mm-hmm. but they might lack a little of this. And then it's like, oh, I love this about that person, but if you could only be, you know?
Well, I definitely
Nola
know.
Said, I'm not doing that. I love this about you, and I love that, but that doesn't mean I can't have this. That doesn't mean mm-hmm. I don't deserve this in my life. So she finds
having her cake
and eating it, too. There it is. Yeah. That's it.
So what do you feel, because you're so close to this character, Nola. Did you have, like, preconceptions? Because, you know, the stigma is women shouldn't be, you know, having three different lovers, but men can, as we see all the time.
Yeah, they talk about that. We talk about that in depth on the show.
Did you have like a new outlook after doing this project?
No, I had the same outlook as I went into it.
What was it?
Do you?
Okay.
Like my thing. Oh yeah, I love when someone's like, "This is what I want, and this is what I need, and this is what I'm going to get."
Mm.
And I'm like, how can I fit in there, you know? And,
yeah.
And then if it's like, you know, we could do this, but then I got to be here. I'm like, do you? I'll mm-hmm. see you when you get back. You know,
okay.
Let's have fun. And it's when, I didn't change one bit. And if anything, it just, you know, further solidified my original beliefs going into the whole thing.
That's good.
Yeah.
Well, I have the trailer for everybody watching. They're probably like, what is this? I need to see it.
Uh-oh.
So we have the trailer of She's Gotta Have It. Right. Guys, this premieres Thanksgiving, so it's the perfect time to watch
it. Thanksgiving Day.
Thanksgiving Day.
You wake up, you watch the parade, you watch She's Gotta Have It. That's how you do it. And then football might happen later.
Yeah, I watch the dog show.
You watch the dog show? Okay, hold on. I thought I was the only one that watches the dog show.
I watch the dog show.
Tell everybody I watch the dog show.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the dog show later.
We'll talk about the dog show later. Okay. Guys, this is the trailer for She's Gotta Have It.
Yeah. We fight out. Hi, I'm Spike Lee. I'm not directing. I do this. It pays the rent, puts food on the table, butter on my whole wheat bread. Anyway, I had this new comedy coming out. It's a very funny show. She's Gotta Have It. Check this out.
My first impressions of Nola, darling, insatiable.
There's a girl that I once knew who often had a friend or two. She gave them time of waiting rhymes sublime.
As a sex-positive, polyamorous pansexual, monogamy never even seemed like a remote possibility.
Doesn't it get confusing juggling all of them at the same time?
I'm used to knowing what I want in relationships and in my art, but lately I'm just so confused.
So tell me a little bit about the men in your life.
Oh, God.
Mars makes me laugh until my sides hurt.
Yeah?
Greer is spontaneous. Nothing is ever the same with him. Jamie's grown, and he cares about me in a way that no one ever has.
Your name leaves my lips the moment I wake from slumber.
She's juggling a lot. Men, ambitions.
We can't all be like Nola Day and three hot dudes at once.
Hey. If you were obstacles, you just drive your cold. Cause one mug, you don't stop the show. Little Mary's bad.
I gotta look within to feel what makes me happy.
You're a real talent.
To my beautiful friends. My baby
girl. I think Nola's a freak.
I'm not a freak.
You're a sex addict.
I'm not a sex addict.
Excuse me, miss. Hey, boo.
Baby girl.
And I'm damn sure nobody's property.
My name is Nola Darling.
Oh my gosh. I feel I like when wait. This premieres, I'm going to have to pace myself. I don't want to binge watch the entire season.
Well, 30-minute episodes. So you go through them like,
oh, don't just, tell boom, me boom, that. Boom, boom, boom. Yeah, oh yeah. My gosh. I love the way, I always love the way things are shot by like Spike. Mm-hmm. Like everything. It's like his signature style. Yeah. Like, you know, it's a Spike Lee joint.
Mm-hmm. We did one scene. I'll never forget it. Okay, so first, did you see my loft? Greer Childs' loft is epic.
Really?
Epic.
It's like the bachelor pad of bachelor pads.
It's probably like 3,500 square feet with like 25-foot ceilings and just epic. Like everything is meticulous. And we did a take where we start off, I think I'm on the couch or something, and then Nola's in my bed, which is way in the back.
Yeah.
And then the camera like follows me, switches, follows her. She passes behind a thing. It turns to me. I walk around here. She comes around and it comes to her. And it just, it's just no cuts. Just pass by pass.
You're
and the
kidding.
Cameras. It's a dance. And Spike just like choreographs the whole thing. And it's amazing.
What is it he like? Did you get
what is Spike like?
Yes. What is he like?
He's a genius. He literally, and here's the thing. When I say he's a genius, like a lot of, he's a genius. No, he's actually a genius. Like
yeah.
And I say
when you
that
see it all together and you're like in it,
yeah.
You definitely can see.
Because it's like, when I say that, like geniuses don't think like normal people.
Yeah.
Like their brains don't work like the rest of ours.
No.
So, and they can't understand why you don't see things
the way they do.
I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah. So with Spike, it's like a lot of times he'll tell people to do something and they don't get it. And he's just like, you know, just do it. And then they do it. And they're like, oh, my God. And you just got like 10 years of education in one scene because Spike saw it before anyone else did.
That's crazy.
And it's amazing.
I think
amazing.
My favorite Spike Lee film is School Days.
School Days. I think they're talking about making that a play.
Really?
Don't tell anybody. That's our little secret.
Okay.
Don't let it out.
Okay.
I think Spike wanted that to be a play before this. And his wife, Tanya said, you need to make...
I love School Days.
School Days is amazing.
Yeah. I even like back in the day when MySpace was a thing, I took like one of the songs and made it like the one where like, you know, Tisha Campbell, she's doing this talent show there and she has this song.
What song is that?
I forgot. It's such a good song.
We gotta check it out. Okay.
You gotta check this out. Yeah. And I put it on my MySpace. That's how much I loved.
Yeah. A lot of people, when we do these things and people say, oh, we love this, we love that. I think School Days is one of the ones we hear the most that they love Spike's stuff.
I love that one. Especially because like it made you want to go to college. Like I wanted to go to, I was like, oh, I can't wait to
go. My cousin said she went to a black college because of that.
I didn't go to HBCU, unfortunately, but I just was... I was like, I need to go to higher education for sure. This seems like.
Was it the same? Was it?
No, it wasn't.
You weren't singing and dancing in the aisles and.
No, I wasn't.
Really?
No,
it wasn't.
And
like,
there were like, they weren't like hot. There was
good hair versus bad hair.
There wasn't hot fraternity guys just there.
Wow, where'd you go to school?
Cal State Fullerton. I love my school, but you guys, it's okay. I was focused, I guess.
I was focused.
They didn't have a hot guy, so yeah, that's what matters.
Yeah.
So I can't wait to see. She's gotta have it.
Yeah.
Thanksgiving Day.
Check it out.
It's gonna be amazing.
Tell me what you think.
You are a guest, but do you mind being my co-host while we get into some hot topics?
Bring it.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So before actually we get into hot topics, I want to bring up, I know that you in 2018, a film, The Prey, Danny Trejo is gonna be in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Funny thing about that we shot that film, a while ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, we shot it.
It looks, what is this movie about? It looks so action packed.
I can't wait to see what like, this movie's about. I've been waiting for this movie to come out for so long.
It looks so like gritty action. I'm like, what is it?
It's like these guys going to, they're doing a, I don't remember the details of it's a heist or I feel like it had to do with the dictator who fell. Forgot the one who was in Libya, the dictator of Libya.
Uh-huh.
Oh gosh, I forgot his name.
It's okay.
But yeah, when he came down, these soldiers found some treasure in his house and they tried to smuggle it and steal it.
Gosh.
And they ended up hiding in a cave. And when they get shot at, the front of the cave collapses and traps them inside.
You're kidding.
And then now they're in there and there's a monster and they're stuck in this cave with all this treasure and there's a freaking monster and it's just like, what do you do?
Is that their bad karma?
Yeah, maybe. The thing is, how do you feel though? Because like, yeah, they're bad guys, they're doing this, but then once they get trapped, you got like people trying to kill you on this side and a monster on this side, and now they're just human beings, you know? You want them to survive, you know? It's just, you want to see, even if they go to jail at the end, you want them to survive.
Oh my gosh.
And all the trippy psychedelic stuff starts to happen.
So sometime, guys, 2018, this will be premiering.
I hope so. I do.
I hope so too.
I'm glad it was out by now.
But
yeah.
So Thanksgiving, actually not even Thanksgiving. So 2018 is The Prey, but 2019, did you hear?
No, what does that mean?
Oh. Summer 2019, The Lion King with this
all-star cast. Yes. Yes.
Beyonce. I get to see Beyonce.
It's
oh my gosh.
Be insane.
She's Nala. Yeah. Donald Glover is Simba. Mm-hmm. And we have James Earl Jones. And it's amazing.
My cousin has a friend and he plays Timon or Pumbaa?
Pumbaa? Which one?
Timon or Pumbaa. He plays Timon or Pumbaa, but it's my cousin's friend. I never met the guy.
Wow.
But I feel like his name is Eric or something like that. But,
Billy. I know Billy Eichner and Seth Rogen.
Billy. Yeah.
Billy Eichner. Yeah.
Billy Eichner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
My cousin is friends with
You're
him.
You're kidding.
She's
he's
so big
for him. I loved him because I used to watch Parks and Recreation, and that's where he was like on there. And I was like, I love him. He's funny. He came like, I don't even know his name on Parks and Rec now. He was just so funny, like just crazy, like outlandish funny. And I loved him on that. And then I'm like, I haven't seen Billy Eichner in so long. And I think for him to be Timon is perfect for him.
Yeah,
perfect. So I can't wait. He's also actually in another Netflix show, Friends from College.
Okay.
So. Okay. So you're excited you're going to go see this?
I'll see him at the Christmas party.
Yeah?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I'm just saying.
I was like, yeah, you are. Like, you
that's
should.
Him right there. Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, mm-hmm. On the right.
Look
in the
at
middle.
This cast. Yeah, amazing.
That's epic.
Amazing.
Oh, man. Yeah. That's it's going to be great.
I'm excited. Mm-hmm. Do you have a Disney movie you like? You're probably like, no, I'm a grown man. I don't watch Disney movies.
Disney movie that I like. Oh,
I cried watching this one.
Of course.
Still.
It's like, I don't even know what they're going to do this.
I feel
because
like
what they did with Jungle Book is like nothing else. Like, I grew up with the book. Jungle Book.
Yeah.
The book.
Did you know, see, cartoon. And this is why I think I don't know what I'm going to do because I'm the type of person that I haven't seen these new Disney films when they come to like.
The live action?
Yeah, like live action.
Wait, you haven't seen them?
Any of them.
You haven't seen Jungle Book?
No.
You
because
seen
this is what happened too. I watched Beauty and the Beast, the animation one.
Uh-huh.
And then I said, okay, maybe I might watch the new Beauty and the Beast. I watched the animation one and I was like, I can't watch
it's
the live action
because
it's going to ruin
it's
it for me.
It's not going to get any better.
I know
right.
It's going to ruin it for me. Because it's
guess
just
what?
Like the,
here's
how
the thing,
you
though.
Felt when you watched it at the time.
You're wrong.
I am.
You're so wrong.
I'm so bad.
I said the same thing and then I saw that thing. I was watching the Jungle Book. Oh my God.
It was
the Jungle Book is mind blowing. And the little kid that played Mowgli, I mean, give him an Oscar now. He's going to earn it later. But just give him an Oscar now. He's so great.
Yeah, I haven't
and
seen
him and then
action.
And is directed by Jon Favreau, who's, like, amazing. And then what do we got? And then they had the...
They had Tarzan, too.
Okay, let's gloss
Look,
over Tarzan.
They did Tarzan.
So we're going to go to the one that just came out you just mentioned.
Beauty and the Beast?
Beauty and the Beast.
Tarzan wasn't the Disney one.
Tarzan wasn't the Disney
Tarzan
one?
Tarzan wasn't Disney.
Oh, that's why.
Go ahead
oh, that's
and gloss
why.
Over that.
Okay,
yes.
We'll see. That's
Keep
you.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Okay, well, that makes sense. Okay, so
but,
the Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast was fantastic.
It was?
It was just like a spectacle. It was so much fun to look at. Was it as good as the cartoon? I don't think so for one reason, because the cartoon is like in our hearts. It's in our DNA. It's who we are as human, as adults now because of the cartoon.
You know what? I lied. I did see one, but I guess it was a different story from the original, so that's why I watched it. Maleficent.
I
love that one.
Yeah, that was pretty good. That was that wasn't actually the remake of the cartoon. That was
it was like a spin-off.
The story of the witch.
So that's why I liked it. I was like, okay, it's not going to mess up.
I mean, you can watch Angelina Jolie for 2 hours anytime. You know, it's just anything but her on it for 2 hours is going to be a fantastic movie.
I know.
So,
I want to be her as Maleficent like for Halloween one day. I don't know when.
Yeah, you just
I
missed
really,
that.
Yeah,
just,
I know. I just missed it. I was Chucky's bride instead.
Were you?
Yeah.
Did you kill it?
I tried.
I believe in you.
Well, our next segment is... next or not. And this is where we take something that's been trending and see, like, okay, is this the next thing that we should, you know, get on board with? Or is it a no? So I don't know. Like you said, Thanksgiving is coming and it's important, guys, so you can spend the time with your family. But it's also really important. You know why? Because she's got to have it premieres on that day.
Obviously.
But Twitter was ablaze in this debate that centered around Thanksgiving because a girl, a Twitter user, said that she pays $30 to eat Thanksgiving dinner with her family. Like, she pays her aunt $30. And people were saying, like, you guys pay, like, to eat Thanksgiving with your family? And some people were like, this is ridiculous. Others were like, you know, to make a good mac and cheese costs about $40 to $50. So, you know, she should charge.
I can see that from every angle.
Me too.
I can see that from both sides.
But what do you think overall? Are you going to start charging people? Or are you going to be shocked when, you know, your family members are like, Cleo, before you,
my family,
there's a cover charge.
Everybody brought something. So it was just like, you know, you make the turkey, you make the mac and cheese, you make the this, you make that, and everybody brings it, and that's Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
So there was never any reason for one person to... for one person to pay anybody else to eat because one person didn't do all the shopping. You know what I mean? But if that's the case, if they say, look, I'll cook for everybody, I'll make everything, I'll take care of everything, you know, just hit me off. And that way I didn't spend $7,000 on Thanksgiving dinner for you guys to eat for the next 4 days. Then, you know, I get it.
I get it.
You know, as long as they're allowed to take away, you know, a little bit of a doggy bag or something. Yeah, because leftovers are the best part of Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I know. I eat Thanksgiving leftovers for days.
Yeah.
I think it's probably, like, really bad.
It's even
really
better
unhealthy
than Thanksgiving, though, because it sits there.
It has time to marinate. Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, I've been looking forward to Thanksgiving. Like, as soon as October happened, I was like, oh, I'm so excited for Thanksgiving. What do you do?
No, Thanksgiving is my thing. I go to New York.
You do?
I've spent the last three Thanksgivings in New York.
What is Thanksgiving in New York like? Do you go to the parade?
God, yes.
You do?
Yes. Oh, okay. So when I was a kid, ever since I was a young kid, Thanksgiving parades. Thanksgiving hasn't always been the most fun time in my house growing up.
Why?
I mean? It's just families get together and then they bump heads and then people scream and then people cry and things break. And yeah, it's just Thanksgiving. Yeah. But through
always
it all,
questions too. I hate all the
questions. And then the people are like comparing themselves to each other. And my kid did this and my kid did that. And you know, what'd your kid do? And you know, but for me, the TV was my gateway away from all of that. It was the parade, you know?
It
was the dog show. I love dogs. So, but yeah, so I would watch the parade every year. Mm-hmm. I'd sit there and I'd, you know, tune out what was going on and I'd just be swept up. And that's another reason why I love theater. I love live theater because they always had those plays. They had brought the theater from Broadway out to the street.
Uh-huh.
People, you know, were singing and dancing and just having the best time. And I always wanted to be a part of it. And one day, right after we did Seasons of Love, I saw the parade.
What?
And I said, this is the most amazing, magical thing. And I came back every year, and I've been doing it.
Really?
Every year. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I haven't been to New York in some years, but I can't even imagine what it's like to go and
It's not as fun as it's on TV. Okay?
Isn't it freezing, too?
Well, last year was like 70 degrees. No.
Oh.
It's not always freezing. The year before that. Yeah, last year was cold.
Yeah,
last year I saw people
bundled up, and I was like,
Yeah, no, the year before that, it was warm. But the thing is with the parade, it's like you sit there, and it's not like being on TV where you see everything.
Like,
you know?
You see
one thing, and then you wait 5 minutes in quiet silence and people bumping. And then, like something else is coming. It's coming. And then it's coming for 20 minutes. And by the time it gets to you, you're like, okay, that's cool. And then you're just waiting on the next one. And it's, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just like, I wouldn't recommend running out to see the parade every year. But
you have.
Yes, I'm a little different. But they blow up the balloons the night before in the right at Central Park, halfway up, you know, the east side. They blow up the balloons and like everybody brings their families and kids. 1 o'clock in the morning, you got like 3-year-olds and they're all bundled up in huge coats and you know they're looking at the Charlie Brown balloon and it's gigantic. It's enormous and you watch them blow these things up and set the stage and that's a magical time. And then right after the parade, you got shopping. Black Friday in New York is like no place else in the world.
Really?
It's like the greatest.
I worked Black Friday once when I was at Abercrombie.
Yeah. Yeah. Where was it, in LA?
It was in the Brea Mall.
Okay, got it. Yeah.
Awful.
I worked the worst. Once.
Yeah.
And then I quit. Mm-hmm, that day.
Pretty much. That changed my life. I already kind of was over the job, and then Black Friday happened. I was like, yeah, Mom, I can't do this anymore.
I'm living with you forever. No. I'm just going to
look for another job. So I got another job. But
that's cool. Yeah.
Black Friday. I was just like insane. I was like, why are you people here? It's 3 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's different in New York. It's not like, because I remember when my family would be in Northern Virginia. And it's like, are we getting up? Are we going? Are we going to go out? And it's like, yeah, yeah, okay. So 1 o'clock in the morning, we're bundling up and we're going to sit outside a store until it opens so we can get a toaster. You know what I mean? So it's not worth it. But New York is different.
I do Groupon now.
Yeah, everybody does. Groupon, internet is a great idea. And you got Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday, you get a lot of good deals. But Black Friday in New York, you got to do it. It's just one of those things.
Okay, I'll put it on my bucket list.
Yeah, you Macy's hit the strip and you just hit the walk.
And Black Friday.
Macy's
in New
and
York.
Bloomingdale's and Nordstrom's and Saks and Neiman's, and they're giving away food and hot chocolate and stuff. And it's just the festive environment and atmosphere, the lights and the. It's magical. That's the
You're
thing.
You're selling it. You it's should be magic. The spokesperson for.
Just go once and you'll Black be the Friday. Spokesperson. You'll understand. It is really a magical time. It really is.
Oh, my gosh.
And I do it alone. I don't go with anybody.
Really?
3 years, I haven't done it with anybody once. Because then I can do
Are you shopping for yourself, me. Too, or are you shopping for other people? Be honest.
The question is, have I shopped for other people?
Oh, okay.
Because I know what size I wear. So if I see something, I can put it on. And I'm like, yeah, this works. I don't know what size my sister wears. Come on.
Well, it does sound magical. But this was magical. This is a magical interview. Thank you so much for coming.
You're looking into your magical eyes for a whole hour.
I know. It's been so magical. Amazing.
Yeah, you're great. That's cool.
I hope you have a great holiday, though.
Thank you very much. If you're in New York, come out and we'll go all over Black Friday and play.
Yeah.
Because it's just a big playground.
Okay. New York will know that we're there.
They'll know.
Guys, it's BHL's Next. I'm your host, Raylan T. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren. Cleo, let the people know one more time where they can find you on
Check
Instagram.
Check me out on Instagram at Cleo Anthony. At Cleo Anthony.
And remember to follow all things BHL by going to BHL online. And before we go, I would just like to wish my best friend Kiara a happy 22nd birthday. Love you so much, and I will see you soon. Bye, guys. See you next week.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram me, @KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.